שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר כתבי רבש.
We are reading the article, What does the rule, love thy friend as thyself, give us? It's article number 5, Rabash. You can find it in Rabash's social writings or on KabbalahMedia.info. What does the rule?
I think for tomorrow you wrote all kinds of things about the state of the society where we need to advance towards. Did you write there to what degree, even the smallest one, but somewhat for us to come closer to love, to connection? If not, then it's worthwhile to add, not to change what you wrote before, but to add. Meaning, what is the external state that needs to be in this society? I heard that we need to buy materials for the needs for food and all kinds of things. I heard kind of while they were talking to supply this and that. What about the connection between us? We want, after all, to come to a state in which, through the connection between us, all the rest will work out. Where we will care for everyone. Where we, each and every one, will think whether the neighbor has and his neighbors have, and altogether to the whole world, what I have, can I somewhat maybe share it with others? Just like we think about our children, let's say. If my children don't have, who are next to me, then I won't take. I will first give them. So this is, the law of love demands it of everyone. Do we understand that tomorrow we need to be different? How much? Let's just check a little that, not God forbid, we'll go into some kind of pressures that we can't observe. But in something, also in our thoughts and also in action. And this way, our society will advance. Meaning, we're not writing, do this and this. Bring the police to this, to the roads, divide it this way and that way, the social security, the banks, and all kinds of industry. No. We're talking about how we are asking from the Creator to change society, human society, so that from the change in the society, there will be such relations in the families and between the families and between the countries. So it will be from within, from an inner change that's in each of us, outwards. Maybe the virus will do this for us. Focus group, what do you want to ask?
I was exactly thinking about this idea that maybe we could do this kind of exercise, that if we really think about connection between us, or that we're trying to make some kind of an exercise.
Okay, you write that down. Please don't take up our time. Write it and send. Niv, please.
What does the rule, love thy friend as thyself, give us? What does the rule of love thy friend as thyself give us? Through this rule, we can come to love the Creator. If this is so, what does keeping the 612 mitzvot give us? First, we need to know what a rule is. It's known that a collective, klal, consists of many individuals. Without individuals, there cannot be a collective. For example, when we refer to an audience as a sacred audience, we're referring to a number of individuals who have gathered and formed a unit. Afterwards, a head is appointed to the audience, etc. And this is called a minyan. or a congregation, at least 10 people must be present. And then it is possible to say, Gdusha at the service. The Zohar says about it, wherever there are 10, the Shekhinah dwells. This means that in a place where there are 10 men, there is a place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah. It therefore follows that the rule, love thy friend as thyself, is built on 612 mitzvot. In other words, if we keep the 612 mitzvot, we will be able to achieve the rule, love your friend as yourself. It turns out that the particular elements allow us to achieve the collective. And when we have the collective, we will be able to achieve the love of the Creator. As it is written, my soul yearns for the Lord. However, one cannot keep all 612 mitzvot alone. Take, for example, the redemption of the firstborn. If one's firstborn is a girl, he cannot keep the mitzvah of redemption of the firstborn. Also, women are exempt from observing time-dependent mitzvot, such as tzitzit and tefillin. But because all of Israel are responsible for one another, through everyone, they are all kept. It's as though everyone keeps all the mitzvot together. Hence, through the 612 mitzvot, we can achieve the rule, love thy friend as thyself.
So, a simple thing turns out here. By observing the 612 mitzvot, meaning all the influences that could possibly be between a person and others, we come to love thy friend as thyself. And from love thy friend as thyself, like the first verse that is written here in this article, what does the rule love thy friend as thyself give us? As through this rule, we can reach the love of the Creator, meaning connection with the Creator. Therefore, all that you can possibly do with your hands, do. Bestow to your friends, bestow to the whole world, as much as you can, advance the whole world towards connection. And this is what we need to write in all our articles, in all our publications. Only connection is the remedy, the loyal and only medicine against the coronavirus. It appears before us to show us how unconnected we are. And the fact that we need to distance physically from one another is so that we will connect to one another and disrobe this and do this beyond the distances, that specifically in such a connection, we come to healing. And not just being healed from this virus, but to reach the corona, the keter, the crown to the Creator, where we do need to nevertheless reach, which can be done specifically here and now, in the easy and fast way. Okay?
Yeah, Petah Tikva 6 and also Haifa 1.
Yes, we have a few questions and we'll start to concluding things with that. Haifa 1.
Hello, dear Rav. You always said that the social writings is something that's related to Bnei Baruch, not to the world, and also connection. It refers to us, the head. How do we connect between what you're talking about now and the world?
No, the purpose of creation is for all the people in the world to come to revelation of the Creator between them. But the fact that we talked about it before, that it belongs to us and not them, because they themselves cannot feel the deficiency in it. But we need to advertise these things and to teach them. There are souls that feel just like you see before you on the screen. You see, you have people from all the countries, from all the nations, from every single kind of people. So those people do feel that they must come to the Creator and to connection. The Creator is the force of love, the force of connection between everyone. And there's people that don't yet feel such a need. But when they're awakened by these viruses, the coronavirus, they're ready to hear. Because we need to finally get rid of this disease, and who knows what it will bring us from today to tomorrow. That's why this is the time that we can advertise it between them, and they will be able to absorb it. And logically, they'll see that it's correct, that it could be. Altogether, what are we talking about? We're talking about the fact that it's worthwhile for us to arrange the correct connection between people. What's so bad? And we can see that the virus is coming and stops this, all these wars and problems, meaning there's a certain special force. There aren't too many clashes. People are beginning to be much calmer, much more settled. If not, the virus will come in a harsher way. There's no problem. You can arrange people in a very simple way. So let us reveal to them, to all of human beings, what is worthwhile for us to be a good person. Not one at the expense of the others. We can do it without that. Because one at the expense of others, we can do it. You're always in the danger that the other would want to set you up also. So we have to come to the right and good connection, which is called Bore, the Creator. Info?
Okay, friends, so we're moving to our daily schedule. We're going to start the day at 10:30 with our writings, with a broadcasted writers meeting. Afterwards, at 1:30, we have the afternoon lesson until 2:30. Friends, the lesson that will be given by the friends, we'll have workshops, we'll summarize the morning lesson. Today it's going to be with Roy Meron, so everyone's invited to join. Afterwards, at 4 p.m., there's the webinar in Russian. Afterwards, we have the World Yeshivat Chavarim. And the North American festive meal, everyone's invited to join. It's broadcasted to the entire world. Yair, anything else?
English dissemination department. Hello. So many things are happening that are pretty amazing about what's happening. We'll start with the fact that we have a clip that's been running on the networks and has reached tens of thousands of views and talks about the need for people to stop and think about the situation and think about the connection between them. And it's running on groups of tens of thousands of people in all kinds of languages. It's been translated to almost 10 languages now, and it's going around the world. So we can continue to share it and disseminate the message. In addition, like Shai mentioned, today, Sunday, it's the big broadcast day. We have three broadcasts that are happening with Rav. We're writing the conversations, and in addition, two live streams that are happening today. These things are happening on the network, and what we're asking of everyone is, instead of watching them on Tzvi Batva like we're used to, is to watch them as an act of dissemination, and to watch them live on the channels on Facebook. All of Rad's conversations that are happening on his Facebook and all the other lives are happening on Kabbalah.info. It's important to do that because it shows Facebook that it's a qualitative matter, and Facebook will continue to raise it to the top of its lists. So we really ask for you to view these things while they're happening on Rav's Facebook and Kabbalah.info's Facebook. With that, we're continuing to search for the posts of Rav, of our friends that are using the hashtag COVID Explained, and we're continuing to add comments, sharing, responding to them. It's reviving the network with our explanations, and whoever has questions, well, this is the hashtag COVID Explained, and whoever has questions and doesn't know how to join dissemination to projects that are happening or altogether want to know how to be more of a conduit of light, Kabbalah.info, info at Kabbalah.info for all the English related and in general with anywhere you need to. So in summation, we're continuing to watch. We're watching live on the Facebook. And if you have questions, info at Kabbalah.info. All the best, friends.
Okay, so first I want to update that 132 groups connected, 992 friends are watching the lesson through Galaxy, and also people watch through Siva Teva and other broadcasts and so on, but through Galaxy, 1,000 people together virtually on workshops, which is amazing. Now, broadcast on part of the troubleshooting department, we'd like to say that there is a new button in the, on the upper right side called feedback/help. Feedback/help. You can even push it now. What happens is that you can see that you have this title, feedback, and under it, this white button, when you push it, it immediately leads you to support a questionnaire. Any problem, any idea that you have, anything, you do it through there. And under that, there's help. It's actually a document that can help in all languages. You have Spanish, Russian, Hebrew, English, starting with how to connect and through common problems and how to solve them. When you finish asking your question, just a reminder, put down your question. Take down your question. Thank you. Vlad, please.
Yeah, a small thing before Vlad jumps in. Just that the broadcast today, we also have a special lesson with Rav to the KABU students. And that too will be broadcasted on Facebook Live. So that will be at 5 p.m. Israel time. And join us.
Yeah, the virus is spreading. And in order to protect the lives of our families, grandparents, everyone, we have to listen to what the health ministry, the directions that the health ministry is giving us to stop the spreading of the virus. And so let's now hear the reader about what the instructions are.
These are the guidance. Stop the movement in the public. Prohibited. You can enter a place without temperature that is higher than 38 degrees Fahrenheit Celsius. Centers, shopping centers, and closing all the stores that are not essential. Parks and public gardens. Events and parties. No trips or praying in all different denominations. Diminishing all public transportation, taxi, one passenger, or someone who has to accompany them health-wise with windows open in behind. Only essential driving in cars up to two passengers. Permitted up to 100 meters from home for a short period of time, assisting someone with functional difficulty or distress, buying food, medicine, and optometry. Receiving health services, blood donations, prayer only in open places, up to 10 people, with distance of 2 meters in between. For all denominations, including mosques, churches, and synagogues. Welfare care, weddings, circumcisions, and mikveh for women according to guidance, demonstrations, and judicial matters according to guidance, food delivery, newspapers, and electric, and media and communications, and health care, and necessary essentials for the home. Online sales by phone with delivery to every kind of those products to the home. It will be placed outside of the opening. We remain at home. We keep the distance of 2 meters. Together, we will beat the corona.
Okay, so wishing everyone a good day, and that we'll think during the day, what do we have to do, and that we're the first and the avant-garde that's paving the way for people to know what is everything for, and what actions is the Creator performing on us, and what actions can we demand of Him to further and further perform in a more decisive manner. Nebaruch, may merit being those that pull all mankind to the Creator, to the end of correction. L'chaim. Have a good day.
To be together with you, how good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. To leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. As voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree.